HRheadquarters.ie, the podcast.
Joining me in the HR Headquarters podcast today, we have Aisling Kilduff, owner and buyer at Curated by Design Centre at Kildare Village. We also have Roxanne Parker, one of Ireland's leading fashion stylists, fashion editors, fashion bloggers and fashion sustainability columnist at Social and Personal. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you very much.
We're going to look at kind of dressing for success. Okay. And is dressing for success still what it was many, many years ago? And we have two of the main experts in this field. And I'm actually going to go to you, Aisling, first. Mm-hmm. Can you share your experience from the design centre in town and now your new home in Kildare Village? This is sort of your wheelhouse. Many people come to you for that special outfit. So tell us what you've observed over the last number of years and people dressing for success.
I think like dressing for success has always been really important to all of us, you know, but I do think style has changed over the decades, as long as I've been in fashion anyhow. I believe that you are your own catwalk regardless. So how you feel comfortable in your style is all about your own essence. But I do think that fashion has changed where it's become a little bit more relaxed. You know, it's not so like if serious, like you can now tone down your outfits a little bit. And, you know, where tailoring is always very important, I think, in the corporate space. I also think your own style is important and you can soften your look with some beautiful blouses, some nice tailoring and even a little bit more casual. But as I said, I do think that confidence comes within and your clothes are a very important part of that.
I love that idea of confidence comes within. And I know, Roxanne, that is something that you would advocate. And being a stylist for so many years, you've dressed many famous people and many brands would come to you and say, we have this new celebrity and we want them to look a certain way. So how can clothes empower people?
They definitely do empower people. What I try to do is I try to have a phone call with them and get their essence, what they're really about. You know, some people are quite androgynous. They have a more masculine side. Some people are very feminine. Some people have a romantic side, a bohemian side. Some people love the avant-garde. Once I kind of get a sense of who they are and their personality, it gives me a kind of a map of where I'm going to go with them. And what I try to do is put together, in terms of the working wardrobe, a hard working wardrobe of separates. So I tend to go for neutrals and strong blocks of colour. I'm not a fan of patterns in the workspace. So I definitely think that for the modern working woman, the blazer is the hero piece. Spring, summer, autumn, winter. You can have them in a camel colour, navy, blacks, whites, greys. And they're going to smarten up everything. The working environment has changed so radically since the lockdown. You know, we were at home for 2 to 3 years on and off with Zoom meetings and people really got into comfort. So we saw flats and designer trainers coming in and to the workspace for the first time. And we really saw high heels getting the boot. And it's quite funny because I've gone into big corporations and the women will all have a pair of high heels tucked under the desk for those big important meetings. And that's their choice. Like they decide to kick on the heels because it makes them feel more empowered. But before, it used to be a terrible sexist directive where women were forced to wear high heels. So I think that's a wonderful, refreshing move away. So yeah, for me, it's about neutral separates that are interchangeable, your trousers, your blazers, your shirts, your blouses, some skirts, pieces like that. And then I think the other thing that we've really seen is there used to be a real division between your work wardrobe and your weekend wardrobe. And now we've got blurred lines. So that lovely blazer where you might resent paying it because that's your 9-to-5 blazer. Now it's your going out for brunch with your girlfriends. You're going on date night blazer. You know, it's how you style your clothes. So I think that's a huge refreshing thing. And it means you get more bang for your buck and more longevity because your clothes are for all aspects of your life now, not just for work.
And you know what? I can hear myself now going, what would I do if I went into Aisling? And I said, so Aisling, trends are changing. Informality is evidence now. I mean, you work with all of the Irish designers and from designers from around the world. But how is that sort of, you know, casual look or that what do they call it, those pieces that can work really hard for you, you know, those pieces that can be in work, day to night pieces.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we all should have a capsule wardrobe, and it's very important to invest in some good pieces. Like Roxanne said, the blazer is king. It really is. Nice pair of tailor trousers. And if you're not into the wide leg, crops work really well as well. You know, it just depends on height, shape, all of that. And it's back to confidence all over again. Working with Irish designers and Irish women in general, it's all about finding your inner style, being confident in the pieces that you want to wear. You know, I'm there to guide. I'm there to say, you know, stick within your style, but tell me how you feel about how you want to look. And it's back again to you are your own catwalk. It's just, you know, when you feel good and when you put on clothes and you go into that meeting, you are going to perform well. It's just that's part of everyday life, you know. So it is about, you know, making sure that you're comfortable within your own zone. Color is incredible. You can wear a beautiful blouse. Like Roxanne said, you can, you know, you can put that into a casual wear and then, you know, put it back into business wear. I've dressed my own sister for years in the corporate world, and I've seen the changes in how she has asked me to create looks for her and put her wardrobe together for her. And again, the heels are gone. You know, smart trainers are in, you know, flats. You know, if you want to pop on your heel and feel good, that's absolutely fine too. But I do think that the capsule pieces will always win, and good investment pieces. Like I look at designers like Helen McAlinden, who has that down to a T. I mean, she has those beautiful tailored blazers, and then she goes into relaxed jerseys, and you know, even you know, like a casual enough blouse, nice tailored skirts. So I mean, it's all about your own personal style. But it is important to pick the right pieces and get the right advice so that you feel good, you know, and that's what, you know, what I'm here for. Yeah.
And it's interesting, as you both talk, I'm thinking maybe people are listening and they'll go to a magazine and they'll pick out some pictures and go to you guys and say, here's how I want to look and feel. But you are the guys who create those pictures. I'm very aware. I'm talking to two people in Ireland. You know, Roxanne will often be asked, and she has done it in, you know, TV, and I know this, and in books and everything. They'll go to Roxanne and say, here's the way we want this person to look. And then you'll go to somewhere like Curated and Aisling, you'll talk to her about the designers. So I want you to kind of walk me through how you create that brand for somebody. You know, if somebody's maybe entering back into the workforce, or this is their new job, and you want to feel powerful, successful, how would you kind of work with somebody? And if somebody's listening in and wants to have that effortless design that you create, how do they do that at home for themselves?
Yeah, well, after I've had a conversation, I kind of get a sense of where they're at. Like, I'm going to be working with someone later this week, and she is going back into, she's an entrepreneur, but she's kind of going back into her business, having had a little career break for rearing her kids. And she just feels a little bit lost because she's been living in rural Ireland, but life is now taking her on kind of very high-end trips abroad and business things. So it's like, she's like, I want to look like an adult, because she was quite young when she got into her business. So that gives me the cue. So I'm like, okay, we're going to go sophisticated with this. And one thing I love is I love women to look expensive and polished. And one of the big trends at the moment is that kind of old money look. And it's fantastic because it's down to your capsule wardrobe. It's a classic white shirt, it's beautiful beige trousers, a navy blazer, great pair of, you know, loafers, all of those things. And then you can accessorize it with gorgeous jewelry, and you can do that. Like Aisling in Curated has fabulous jewelry from a number of Irish designers, from Melissa Curry for drama to, you know, Christine Goldstone for more casual and lulery and all of that. So you can, you know, at any price point, you can kind of, like, you know, work at it with jewelry. But what I tend to do is I'll actually put a mood board together, and I'll be like, tell me what you like and what you don't like from that mood board, because images speak more than words. And then I'll get a really strong sense of who they are. And then it comes down to body proportions. So, like, you know, if somebody is very tall, we're going to do a long line blazer on them. We're going to do like a wide leg trouser. If they're petite, we're going to do like a cropped jacket at the waist, little pencil skirts, a cigarette pant. You know, we're going to make sure that things aren't oversized because it's going to drown the frame. So they're the tweaking the aspects of it, you know. And then in terms of, I think a killer trouser suit is going to take you a long way when it comes to business. And, you know, we can have a little bit of fun. It could be red, it can be purple, it could be lavender, you know, it can be green. It doesn't need to be beige or black, you know, you can have color with it. And then that trouser suit. So say you're going on a work trip and you're doing a business meeting, you can wear that with a t-shirt and trainers, maybe if you're doing a daytime presentation. Then if you have a meeting, you could do it with dressy flats and like a little blouse underneath. And then if you're going out for dinner and doing corporate entertaining, you can just do nothing underneath, or a little camisole and high heels, and put on like take off your gold hoop earrings and put on, you know, like something more crystal and fabulous and sparkly, and a great little evening bag. There, you've like 24 hours, the one suit with a few changes of tops and accessories, boom, done. That's what we want to give, the ease and professionality and empowerment that men have had through suits to women. And thankfully, we're able to do that now, because the shackles of the high heels and the dress has been broken. Not that I have anything wrong with a good power dress, but I do think for practicality and comfort, it's fantastic that women, you know, can wear a suit now.
Absolutely. And accessories, Aisling, we're hearing a lot about accessories. So is that kind of a good way to change up your look?
100%. Accessories are key, but I agree with Roxanne there. I mean, if you pick your pieces wisely and you get good advice, and, you know, for me, it's talking again to the customer. And, you know, I want to hear their journey and what makes them feel good about them. You know, clothes are always there to make you feel better, not worse. So when you try something on, just because it looks good on somebody else, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to look good on you. So next outfit, what makes you feel good? That's how I feel. And I do think that back to capsule, back to choosing wisely with accessories, with tailoring, being able to interchange exactly from that day to evening, you know, and again, it's about what makes you feel good in yourself. And, you know, I never take somebody too far out of their comfort zone, because I really do believe that, you know, you are wearing this, not me, you know, so I'm only there to make sure that you feel good about what you're wearing at that time. But I will give you the advice, or we both will, you know, Roxanne, I know, as a stylist for years, is the same. Like, we get to know our client, we take a little bit of time to listen to them, because it's not about, you know, put that on, you're going to look and feel great. It doesn't necessarily work that way. But accessories are key. Capsule pieces are key. Color is key as well. It's very important. You know, we all have colors that we love, and confidence is key. If you feel good, you're going to perform well. That's how I feel about it.
And there's something as well about when you're working for a company, your wardrobe is part of your identity, but it also kind of can represent your belief system, because sustainability and fashion has really become a huge trend, and also supporting Irish, supporting small businesses, keeping them going. So you might talk just a little bit about some of those sustainability pieces that we're seeing, Roxanne, come through.
Yeah, sustainability is very at the fore of my business model, and I've kind of been pioneering different ways of doing personal shopping. I'm a big advocate of what Aisling does in Kildare Village for curators, for a number of things. She's supplying Irish designers and giving them a beautiful platform. A lot of her designers are making in Ireland ethically, which is amazing, and the prices are discounted as well, so it's giving the customer something to shop there for. So big fan of curators, and often go down there to get pieces. But I also hand, what I tend to do is I go thrifting a lot. I go to charity shops, and I will, if I see something that I think is right for my client, or if I see something that's beautiful quality, I will buy it. So I have an archive of natural fabric made in Ireland, beautiful pieces. Like, I have a shootout in RSVP. I have Susie, who's a founder of AU Cosmetics, and she's in a made in Ireland vintage Louise Kennedy coat that I sourced. And it, you know, was perfect on her. And I've kind of been taking that one step further. I've been working with Vision Ireland, which is used to be NCBI, the charity. They have a warehouse, and they're now allowing me to take some of my personal shopping clients out there so we can actually buy beautiful designer and pre-loved pieces for their wardrobe. And that's just amazing, because they're getting beautiful tailoring and beautiful quality clothes, and all of the money is going to charity. So it's an absolute win-win. And something else that I'm doing as well is, like, I always try to advocate to buy better and buy less. So, like, the high street in my opinion, the prices have gone up and the quality has gone down. And you're losing your money. There's no resale money in high street. So if you are a businesswoman and you have your eye on your prize, you will buy designer clothes and you will buy less if you can't afford many. You're better off to buy a couple of things. I also do some shopping for my clients on Vestiaire, which is a pre-loved designer site. So what I will do is I will put an edit together of pieces that I think are amazing. And say, for example, you know, I was in Dundrum Town Centre earlier today and there was, you know, I think in Marks and Spencer's a trench coat for €120. Probably for another £100, I can get an Aquascutum trench coat on Vestiaire. That's really going to last you a lifetime. And people are going to step up and take notice. You know, maybe for £150 more, I can get a Burberry coat. That is a forever piece. And it's, you know, you're not buying into this vicious cycle of other women being exploited. Because I think when you get to a certain level in your professional career and you're earning money, I think we have, as women, a due diligence to support other women. And whether that's buying Irish designers or paying more for our money and buying ethical clothes, that we as women aren't exploiting other women in the third world, you know, because we're all for women supporting women. But let's do that around the globe, because when we raise each other, we raise all of us. And that's very important to me, you know. And I also think it's very important to advise your clients on, you know, those capsule wardrobe, you know, once you educate your client how to mix and match that, they can have hundreds of outfits. And the one thing I will say to them is regard to accessories, like, you know, maybe like save up and buy a couple of things. Like maybe it's a, you know, it's an Hermes belt or a Celine belt, or, you know, it's that designer handbag. Like one of my clients, you know, she said to me, once you get to a certain level in the corporate ladder, you know, your handbag, it's like the car. You know, you walk into a meeting with that Chanel or the Louis Vuitton or, you know, the Gucci, and you put it on the desk and people sit up and take notice. Now, it doesn't have to be an international designer. There's like I Am Ted, a beautiful company that Aisling stocks, and they're made in Ireland and they're designed in Italy, and they're really stunning quality. They have little Georgian doors on them, or they have like kind of Georgian style windows, and they have a work style tote. So you don't have to buy into that the international luxury brands. We have those within the Irish brand. But I do think you've got to have a good quality leather, beautiful bag. Like that's important. You know, these once you get to, you know, a level, you know, there's things that really get you taken seriously in business.
Would you agree? I see you nodding, Aisling.
I absolutely agree. I do think that quality pieces stand the test of time. I do think, you know, if you buy into something amazing, you're going to mind it. You're going to look after it. You're going to, you know, it's an investment piece. So I do believe in investment dressing 100%. You know, you don't have to have everything designer head to toe. It's not within everyone's budget. You know, you are, again, you know, you know who you are. You know what style you want to represent. But longevity in pieces, like they last and last. The longevity of pieces last and last. And it is sustainable to buy better pieces because you have them for years, you feel better about buying them, all of that. So I totally would agree. I nod to that. Like what Roxanne said, you know, it depends on your budget. I do think an amazing handbag is key. Some good tailoring, some good soft, nice blouses, even smart trainers, things like that in the corporate world. Invest, you know, be kind to yourself. You deserve it, is what I would say.
And you do deserve it. And we're hearing, so there's, you know, a trend towards informality. There's a change since remote working. People are getting back into the office. Definitely, I'm hearing that the official uniform or that suit is kind of gone. But I'm sure for HR executives, they should be more open to how fashion is an extension of a person's, you know, identity. So would you say to them that these trends now are right across the business spectrum in every area, as both working in that fashion business, are you seeing people showing up differently in the clothing they're wearing? I'll go to you first, Roxanne.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of the big companies now, you know, there's competition for you to go and work for them. So they're actually courting high level employees. And you'll see in their advertising for recruitments, they're trying to embrace the individual. Whereas they think back in the day, you would have been very reticent to express any personality within the workplace. It was all neutral. It was the black trouser suit or the navy, you know, pinstripe dress. And that's definitely gone by the wayside. And, you know, I see women like, you know, there's, you know, excuse me, Capulet and Montague, a jewellery, Irish jewellery designer, and Shock of Grey. And they do like colourful kind of balsa wood, you know, earrings and statement necklaces, or the beautiful Melissa Curry that Aisling Stocksley curated. Like those pieces, you know, they give a little jolt of personality. And, you know, people are expressing themselves through their haircuts and their grooming as well. You know, like there's definitely a bit more personality being showed. I think that's fantastic. I think it's always very important to be respectful in the workplace. And in terms of that, you know, you want to be taken seriously. You don't want to be taken, you know, as being overtly sexual, regardless of your sex. You don't want to be showing too much skin or wearing things that are inappropriate.
But Aisling, would you agree over the years sort of that fashion is an extension of people's identity and their personality, and even just with working with them, so many, you know, designers, that you're seeing just changes in the different
100%. I mean, I do 100%. I think that it is so important, individual style. We are not all the same. You know, we don't have to have the same haircut, the same suit, look like a sea of suits, you know, all of that. I think it's really, really important to express your own style. I agree with the boundaries in the workplace. I mean, some days might be more important than others. If I'm meeting a brand, or if I want to partner with a brand through Curated or Design Centre, I will put my best foot forward, you know, and make sure I feel confident in what I'm wearing. So I do think that there's certain guidelines that we all have to kind of, you know, stick to, not even stick to, but, you know, just be respectful of, you know, that we're there. Grooming is very important, but we are there to present ourselves in the right way and present the company in the right way. And, you know, or whatever that corporate space is, or whoever you're working for, whatever brand you're working for, like there is a code of conduct. So, and I do think that always reflects back into you, what you're wearing on those days, you know, be it a big meeting or something like that. But I do think it's so important to have individual style. I mean, you know, and I think it's great to watch. I think it's great to see. I think women are becoming so much more confident in their style. It has changed so much. You know, there is just a little bit more excitement around fashion, around style, around, you know, feeling that you can express yourself through your own style. So totally has changed, and I'm all on for it to embrace and help style any woman who wants to go there. Yeah.
And I think if somebody wants to go there, and you've mentioned it, both of you, but like how you look is not just your fashion, but also, you know, the hair. Go to somebody, again, an Irish brand that's trusted, something that's nationwide, maybe Peter Mark. You know they're going to be a good brand, a good makeup. And I'm thinking of one makeup brand that's down in Kildare. AU is an Irish brand. So if you were going down to Curated, you could go to somebody like them or MAC. But go to those trusted Irish brands that you know are going to give you the right haircut, make you look great and feel great. Peter Mark, maybe go to AU. And then if they turn to you guys, what is your final bit of style advice for dressing for success? The key pieces, or maybe one little bit of advice that you were given and it's kind of stood the test of time, Roxanne?
I think don't worry about what the size on the label says. Choose clothes that fit and flatter you. There is nothing worse than seeing somebody in a dress or a top or trousers that are too tight. You know, all people will see is that the trousers are too tight. They won't see that you're wearing a size 10, you know. So you're better to go up a size. And, you know, I sometimes when I'm styling people, I have to be very politically correct. So I just say, oh, never mind about this brand. They're made in Italy. Their sizes are tiny. That's a Spanish brand. Their sizes are tiny. So we need to just get over the size thing, because you will always just look so much more put together, and you'll look and feel more confident if things fit. So forget about the label. That doesn't matter. Put together those killer pieces. Get your blazers for spring, summer, autumn, winter. You don't have to spend as much money on things like t-shirts. You know, a white t-shirt, you can go and get them, you know, and Marks and Spencers or Dunn's. And, you know, the main thing is that they're clean and crisp. A t-shirt has a short lifespan anyway, because, you know, you want them nice and fresh and crisp. So I get black t-shirts, white t-shirts, get your blouses, get your trousers, your high-waisted trousers. If you like a pencil skirt, rock a pencil skirt. The other pieces that I love at the moment are like a kind of a silky slip dress. And what you can do with that is you can layer a fine knit over it, and you can actually put a belt around the knit and then pull the knit out over it. So it makes it look like a skirt and knit duo. And then you can put your blazer with it. Or you can buy the kind of, they're like a bias cut silk kind of skirt, and you can get them in black and you can get them in cream, and you can do high end. You can buy from somewhere like Monaghan Cashmere. She does lovely silks and they're made in Ireland, and that's a great idea because you'll get, you know, you can just t-shirt, jeans, blazer, you know, put on your jewellery and you're ready to go. If you want to make it more glam, you can add a blouse. If you want to make it more day wear, you can add the little knit, like I said, and then that'll take you for the weekend. And if you do that trick with the black slip dress, you know, like say you go to work and, you know, one day you wear it with the t-shirt and you tuck the little belt up and pull the t-shirt over and you have it with your blazer. Then the next day you do it with a jumper. And then that night you're going out for dinner, you take the jumper off and you've got a fabulous killer black dress. But it makes it look like you've got three different outfits, but you don't. You've just got one killer dress that you spent money on. And then, you know, the knit and the t-shirt, you know, you mightn't have spent money on, but your blazer and your dress are. So you can be clever. And this is what I really want women to know as well. Become your own mixologist. Learn how to mix your clothes. You know, we have Pinterest now, you know, so, you know, start looking at, you know, type in navy blazer, white shirt. You'll get thousands of ideas of how to wear it, and put together your working wardrobe little Pinterest board. And then you can start putting your wish list of what to buy. And you don't have to buy it all at once, you know. You know, every payday, go, I'm going to invest in this piece and I'm going to invest in the other. And then treat yourself to a nice handbag when you get that promotion, and maybe a nice little Cartier watch if you really go to town. It's good enough for Jackie Onassis.
Actually, I love that advice of don't look at the size. What would be your sort of key piece of advice for dressing for success?
I would say don't be afraid to step a little bit outside your comfort zone. You know, we all, again, you have your inner style. We all have it. It's already there. You just have to a little bit of a nudge sometimes to get out of it, you know. Choose wisely. Capsule pieces are key. You know, like I honestly do believe that you can mix your clothing into day, into evening, into night. Get the right advice. You know, sometimes you need it, like everything. We need it in the corporate world as fashionistas. We need the advice. So get the advice and don't be afraid to take it. And colour is key. Find the colour that you feel really comfortable in, and go with that. And just choose wisely and invest in your pieces. I'm not saying into massive designer brands either, anything like that. You can mix the high street with that as well. But do, you know, get your core pieces together, get your wardrobe sorted, have your Monday to Friday, you know, rail ready. I do it sometimes at work. I just get a clear rail into my bedroom. I have to go to work every day as well. And I say, right, I'm going to wear that Monday, Tuesday, whatever. And then I, you know, interact from whatever Friday back to Monday, whatever. But I do try to, you know, make sure that I have that wardrobe ready for the week, because you're going to feel really confident if you prepare and you have, you know, your little bit of work done prior. You know, you don't have to just jump out of the bed. You have a million other things to be doing. Once you know what you're wearing that day, you're going to feel better about yourself and you're going to project that confidence all day long.
Well, we certainly got the right advice today. Thank you, ladies. Aisling Kilduff, owner and buyer, curated by Design Centre there in Kildare Village. Roxanne Parker, fashion stylist, fashion editor. You can read her sustainability column in Social and Personal. Thank you, ladies, for joining HR Headquarters.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you so much, Andrea.
HRHeadquarters.ie, the podcast.